Lynn?
I know something people won't give up. Plastic. So how many pieces of plastic do you have in your pocket? You know, credit cards. And are they part of the economic crisis? Well, that's what the House Financial Services Committee starts work on today. It's a bill that would rein in some of the industry practices that are truly awful, from higher interest rates on past balances to fees for paying by phone or online. Did you know that they were there? Tomorrow, President Obama meets with the heads of the credit card divisions of 14 major banks. Anya Kamenetz is a staff writer at Fast Company magazine, the author of Generation Debt. She joins us now with a look at what new regulation we can expect for credit card companies and what is that going to mean for the rest of us. Anya, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
So first of all, just quickly, tick off a couple of the things that credit card companies are doing that are really, really ugly.
Ooh, okay, so universal default. So that means if you're late on any bill, they can raise your credit card interest rate. Retroactive rate increases. So you ran up a balance when you had a zero introductory interest rate, and all of a sudden the interest on that balance is 25%.
Out of nowhere, right?
Out of nowhere. Anytime for any reason, that's in the fine print there. They can raise your rates anytime for any reason, basically whether it's a factor affecting the whole industry or a factor that's just affecting that company, they can raise your interest rates. So, I mean, really, when you have that one, it's like it's not really a contract.
You mentioned fine print. Is it worth it to read the fine print? God, there's a lot of it when those bills come.
You know, it is worth it to read the fine print. These practices are widespread, but they're not absolutely universal. There are certain companies that are known for issuing what's called fee harvester cards.
What's a fee harvester
card?
That
sounds ugly.
It does, doesn't it?
John was cringing.
It is kind of an ugly name. Cards that have a very low initial credit limit, maybe $250, and 200 of that might come in fees. It's actually effectively only a $50 card.
It's just shocking, I must say. But may I mention, would any of these things pertain if you actually paid your bill off?
Well, that is a really interesting question, and I will refer to my parents who were affected by Hurricane Katrina. The credit card bills came to their house, and they were understandably a little late paying them off because they weren't in the house, and all three of their credit card interest rates went up to 25%. So I think that just about anybody can have a mishap or a misunderstanding, even if they do pay off their bill, and these fees are designed to catch just about everybody.
I want to play a quote from Larry Summers, the director of the National Economic Council. This is from Meet the Press, talking about President Obama.
We need to do things to stop the marketing of credit in ways that addicts people to it, and so that our households are again savings and families are again preparing to send their kids to college for their retirement and so forth.
Well, he was obviously talking more about credit cards, not necessarily about President Obama, but he used a phrase, credit that addicts people. Are we suffering from credit card addiction?
Well, this is a really interesting question. I think it pertains not only to credit cards, but also to forms of payday lending and check cashing and that kind of thing, that these are really designed to get you into a trap. So it's not about credit for convenience, despite what the ads say. You know, this is really about getting you in over your head, making sure that you are paying off more and more every month. And the easy availability of credit from the time that people are, you know, starting their freshman year of college, I think it does start a pattern going on.
It sounds like agriculture. I was thinking of it to the fee harvester card. It is agriculture.
You can
harvest
see the
money.
The big machine,
yeah,
the big
exactly.
McCormick Reaper
the combine.
Out there. Yeah. Now, what about, you talk about starts in college, Anya. So young people and credit, are they the ones that are getting hit with these really big interest rates the most? What's going to happen with them?
Well, I mean, obviously young people with generation debt, that's been my major concern. I think that the real problem with young people is that they get inculcated into this culture of debt, right? Because they have to take out student loans. That's the major way that people pay for college. And given that you're already borrowing $20,000 to go to school, it seems normal to sign up for a campus credit card. These credit cards are branded with the university name. It seems totally official, totally normal.
These hearings that are being held today, what really is the point? I mean, the Federal Reserve has already drafted new rules to curb these practices. They go into effect 2010, is that right? So what do we need new legislation for?
Well, you know, Christopher Dodd, Senator Dodd, has been on this case for a long time, and if his version of the bill gets passed, it's going to be a little bit stronger, a little bit stricter. But, you know, personally, I'm in favor of raking these guys over the coals a little bit. It's not just a regulatory issue. This is really a moral issue, and the fact that we've had this unchecked spread and growth of consumer credit, it's part of the credit bubble. It's part of the crisis that we're in. It's a very important issue.
And how about you, Anya? How's your credit card bill looking?
It's okay this month. I did have to go in and change the payment due date because they did change my due date by a week so that I would, you know, they tried to move it up on me. So I had to change the automatic payment, but they do pay it off every month.
And John, how about yours?
I don't do credit cards.
No.
I'm debit, all debit.
Oh, well, yeah. Mr. Green.
Yeah,
okay.
Me.
Anya Kamenetz, staff writer of Fast Company magazine, author of Generation Debt. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Femi Okay is here with even more headlines.
Thank you very much. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.